This is Tangents. This week's guest joins me all the way from Glasgow. Harry McGrory is another member of the Prague Champs, one of the best regular teams on our Tuesday night stream. But you may know him better as Bus Stop TV on Twitch. We'll get into the origin of that username here and plenty of other stuff as well. Harry was looking for questions about the Beatles, so let's see how he did.
I mean, I myself am vegan, so...
Oh, so you're not eating the haggis.
No.
Is there such a thing as vegan haggis?
Yeah, I think there is. I've heard someone describe it as all the parts of a vegetable that you don't usually eat.
The thing that I had never heard of before, not so much the food themselves, but the way they're described. Turnips and potatoes served as a side dish.
You're talking about neeps and tatties?
Neeps and tatties.
Yeah.
Yeah, neeps, I mean, and tatties.
They're delicious, yeah.
I have to be. You can't come up with a name like that and have it not be delicious. Neeps and tatties.
You can buy like neeps and tatties, like sort of microwave meal, and you just put it in the microwave and you get your neeps and your tatties.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to see if I can find that online. Maybe Amazon can ship me some.
It might not travel well, I would say. It's already not that good because it's from the microwave and the fact that it had to... Yeah. You know.
So if you're going to go out on a night to eat somewhere, what are you going to eat?
Well, in the UK, there's a lot of good Indian food, and a lot of it's vegan. Recently, actually, for my mum's birthday, we went to a South Indian restaurant called Rishi's. No relation to the Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister.
Right, yeah.
And it was... we ordered a 5-foot-long dosa.
Whoa.
Which is, if you don't know, like this big Indian pancake. And we ordered it, and we had to be moved to a different table that would fit the dosa, and everyone just shares it and has you know, the sauces, and it was great,
right?
Yeah. And it was only like £20. I mean, it's pretty cheap for like four people eating out. Yeah,
so a 5-foot-long dosa at a Glaswegian Southern Indian restaurant called Rishi's. What is your favorite movie soundtrack?
So I did come up with an answer to this. I was thinking about the movie. Have you seen Last Night in Soho?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a great sort of 60s soundtrack, which I love, and I've listened to the soundtrack far more than I've watched the movie. I honestly don't think the movie's great, but I think the soundtrack is so.
Yeah, that's a great addition to the list. Yeah, what pop culture thing are you into right now?
I'm very into the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up, and I've been trying to watch all the nominees. I've seen all the Best Picture nominees and most of the other important categories. I never usually bother with the documentaries or anything like that, but I've been trying my best. Yeah,
excellent. You've already seen all the Best Pick noms. Yep. Okay, so since the Oscars haven't happened yet as of recording, what is your prediction for Best Picture?
My prediction is that Oppenheimer will win. It's also my favorite, which I realize is quite a boring answer because I do think it's the favorite to win, but I do think it's very good.
It's your favorite movie of the 10.
Of the 10, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not necessarily your favorite movie of the year, but of the 10 nominees.
I don't know. It might be my favorite movie of the year. I would have to look at a list. I do watch a lot of movies.
So the Academy may have gotten one right.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm going to hold you to that.
Presumably, when you're listening to this, you'll know that I'm wrong or right. So
you'll know the answer, right? Oh, how interesting that'll be. What is your favorite piece of trivia?
I'm tempted to say that Beyonce has released more perfumes than she has albums.
How could that not be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where did you find something like that?
Yeah, I can tell you.
It's an amazing fact.
And it's still true?
It is still true, because she released a couple of new perfumes before this latest album. So the number keeps growing in both directions. Yeah. I know the answer to one of these, but where do you quiz live and online?
Well, live, currently we go to a pub called The Bell Jar.
The Bell Jar.
The local pub quiz, yeah. And then online, basically... wherever we can. We love Eurostream, of course, but then on Thursdays we play Liquid Courage. And some Mondays, if I'm awake, I'll play Smarty Pints trivia.
Smarty
Pints,
which
is a lot of
Canada.
Sort of Canada-based trivia, which can throw us off. And then there's also Trivia Galaxy.
Right.
California. Can't quite remember what days he streams, but
I think it mixes up every now and then.
Friday's one of the days. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
And as I said, anyone else that's on, And if the prog champs are all online, then we'll just do whatever. Yeah.
Did you already have the nickname Bus Stop when prog champs formed, or was that something that came out of that?
I did, yeah. It's a name I've been using for years, because it's actually my full name. My full screen name is Bus Stop the Rat, and I'm named after a rat that I had called Bus Stop. I had a pet rat and I named it Bus Stop when I was probably 10 or even younger.
Really?
When I was the age that I thought Bus Stop was a good name for a rat. And then I think I originally started using it as like my Minecraft username or something, or, you know, and then it was my Discord name. And then when I started doing online trivia during the lockdown, it was where everyone called me and say that.
Yeah. Do the other members of Prog Champs know the origin story?
I believe so, yes.
I wanted to break this to them.
And sadly, the real rat is no longer with us.
But the name lives on.
A very, very long time ago. But yeah, she lives on in my name.
That's right. Speaking of trivia, are you ready to make your quiz?
Ready.
I mean, it is after 3 a.m. there, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, maybe it's in my best interest to not do well.
There's you've got a built-in excuse. The game is simple. I'll start with a question, answer it correctly, and you get to choose the topic for the next question based on a set of tangents from your answer. Keep answering correctly and stay in the game. If you don't know an answer, it's not the end of the world. You're allowed one miss and one pass, but once those are gone, the game only goes on as long as you're perfect. We are going to pick up where Madeline left off with this question. Flow was a CBS spinoff that ran for 2 seasons with Polly Holiday in the title role, a character she originated on what sitcom that debuted in 1976?
I would never know the answer to this had I not listened to the previous episode and know that it's Alice.
It is Alice. And that, and it gets you the following tangents, 1970s TV, spinoffs, holidays, or title roles?
Okay, I think I want to avoid TV at all costs in this game. And 1970s TV spin-off and title roles all seem like they could go to TV. So I'm going to go with Holidays and hope that it's something I like.
Going with Holidays. Not to be confused with Andy Kaufman's character on Taxi, what type of potato pancake created in the Jewish community is traditionally prepared to celebrate Hanukkah?
I think I know roughly the answer. I'm trying to see if I can get it exactly right. I want to say latke, but I'm just going to think for a second.
Okay, sure.
Because I may be a letter off or have the wrong. No, I think that's right. I'll stick with that.
Spelling doesn't count in this audio game, so yeah. The answer is latke.
Great.
And that correct answer gets you the following tangents. 1970s TV, which I know you probably want to avoid. Food, religion, or more holidays?
I think I'll go with religion.
And your question, in religion, strictly translated as in the church or chapel style, what term describes the music featured on a reality competition show hosted by Nick Lachey from 2009 to 2014?
A lot of things went through my head. I thought of a cappella, and cappella sounds like it could be a translation of chapel. And I think there was a show, The Sing-Off. I don't know about if it's Nick Lachey, but I'm sure that's what it's referencing, so I'll go with a cappella.
It was called The Sing-Off, and that was a cappella singing. That's where we got the pentatonics. All right, that correct answer gets you the following tangents. You're going to have religion again, music, reality TV, or Latin.
Okay, reality TV, definitely not. Music, I think, has a high chance of being before my time. And I don't feel very confident about Latin, so I'll stick with religion.
Religion it is. The success of The World According to Garp allowed what American writer to quit his teaching job and work on other books like The Cider House Rules and A Prayer of Owen Meaning? See, sometimes you get backdoored into these things.
Now, hang on. The Cider House Rules. This is one I should know, and it might come to me. I'm just going to have to...
Yeah, think it out.
I used to do literature flashcards, and I definitely had The World According to Garp, and I'm trying to see if I can come up with what mnemonic I had. Yeah, I don't have. I'm gonna take a guess at Irving.
Irving is correct. That's John Irving. Okay. Nice job.
Yeah, there was. I don't remember what the mnemonic was, but relating Garp to Irving felt right. Yeah. So that's why I said that.
Nailed it. Yeah. Let's go. Your tangents are writers, teachers, religion, or jobs.
Writers, I feel okay about. So I'll go with writers.
Writers it is. After dying in poverty in 1967, Alice B. Toklas was buried in a Paris cemetery next to one American writer and life partner.
Okay. The name Alice B. Toklas is only vaguely familiar to me, so I might have to come up with an educated guess. I think it's unlikely I'll get it right, so I think I'll use my pass.
Using the pass on this one. That writer is Gertrude Stein. Gertrude Stein. And that gives us the following tangents. The 1960s, Paris, writers, or Alice?
Ah, back to Alice.
Back to Alice.
Interesting. So I am trying, in theory, to get to the Beatles. And 1960s might get me there. But I'm worried that, like this question, it'll only tangentially mention a year in the 1960s and not actually be about the 60s. So I'll go with Paris.
Paris, okay. What Paris fashion house was founded in 1854 and named for a designer and trunk maker for the wife of Napoleon III?
Ooh, okay. Let's think of Paris fashion houses. Christian Dior, although I think that was maybe around a bit later. Christian Dior was certainly alive in the 20th century, and so probably wasn't to do with this one. Now I can only think of Christian Dior, which I know is wrong. Okay, this trunk maker for the wife of Napoleon doesn't help me. Yeah, I know it's wrong, but I think I have to go with Christian Dior just in case.
Okay, Christian Dior is your guess. The correct answer, luggage or purses, things like that, like leather goods. And that might get you to Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So that is your first miss. Starts a long streak of correct answers.
Hopefully.
With the following tangents. Paris again. Fashion, which I know is where you're trying to go. The 1850s or Napoleon.
Ooh, four categories I don't feel strongly about. definitely not fashion. I did see that movie, Napoleon. It didn't help me with this question, so I don't see why it would help me with another question. And 1850s feels like it has a high chance of being about American history, which, no offense, I don't know a lot about. So I'll keep it broad and go with Paris again.
Going with Paris. If you fly into Paris, your destination's airport code, CDG, is short for the name of what former French president?
That would be Charles de Gaulle.
It would be. And that is your first of many correct answers in a row. And it gets you the following tangents. Paris again, airports, France, and world leaders.
Okay. World leaders and airports, I would quite like to avoid just in case it's something that... I think I'll keep it broad and go with France.
Going with France. Sword, Juno, Gold, Omaha, and Utah were all code names used in 1944 for different areas of the shores of what northernmost region of France?
I was actually reading something interesting about this recently, about how the British beaches were all named after fish, those being Sword and Gold. And Juno was originally going to be called Jelly, but they changed it because Jelly is a silly name. So yeah, this is in reference to the D-Day landings, and I guess the region is Normandy?
Normandy is correct. That gets you another right answer on the board, and it gets you these tangents. The 1940s, Swords, Utah, or France?
I have no idea what Swords could be, so that's why I'm going to pick it.
Picking Swords, okay. Yeah. The Potemkin, Lexington, Excalibur, and Hood make an appearance in a 1968 episode of an NBC series as four sister vessels of what more famous starship? Wait a minute. That's not Swords.
Excalibur?
Oh, Excalibur. There we go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so the only sci-fi series I can think of that would have been around in the 60s is Star Trek. I don't know if it was on NBC. I'm just going to have to assume it is because I have no idea what else it would have been on. And the ship from Star Trek is the Enterprise. So I have no, I mean, if I don't guess the Enterprise, I don't have anything else to go. So I'll go with the Enterprise.
Enterprise is correct. And it gets you the following tangents. Ships, Kentucky, and 1960s TV.
Always trying to get me onto American questions.
Yeah.
Kentucky, I don't feel strongly about. 1960B, 60CB, definitely don't feel strongly about. Or ships, but I feel better about ships than the other two, so I'll go with ships.
Going with ships, okay. Rainbow Warrior is the name given to three different ships since 1955 by what organization for their missions around the globe?
Okay. I definitely don't know this right away, so I'm going to have a think. Immediately I'm thinking of Greenpeace. I don't know much about Greenpeace, but they might name their ship something like that because it's a very peaceful sounding thing, Rainbow. And they do missions around the globe. What else even is there? Doctors Without Borders, the Red Cross. I'm out of Lifeline, is that right?
A phone friend.
I think I'll go with, of the ones I've thought of, Greenpeace is the most likely, so I'll go with Greenpeace.
Going with Greenpeace. It is Greenpeace.
Okay.
Well done. Yeah. That is your eighth point, and get you the following tangents. Rainbows, organizations, ships, and the 1950s.
Once again, rainbows, it's just interesting to me that that's even something I'm allowed to pick. So yeah, let's go with rainbows.
All right, here we go. In rainbows then, what American author published six novels during the 1990s, beginning with The Sum of All Fears in 1991 and wrapping up with Rainbow Six in 1998?
Rainbow Six. Now, this might be a video game question in disguise. Now, I'm trying to think. There is that game Rainbow Six. I think it's Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. I'm not 100% sure, but he was definitely alive in the 90s. I'll go with Tom Clancy.
Going with Tom Clancy. It was kind of a hidden video game question there. Yeah. And Tom Clancy is the correct answer. And that gets you the following tangents. We're going to have authors, 1990s books, and math.
Now, math is tempting.
Or maths. Sorry, maths.
Yes. listening to Jay's episode,
yep.
Some of the maths questions were actually not about maths, but about
not so mathy,
numbers and other things.
Yep.
A lot of them were about maths. But would you have written new questions about maths or just put maths on things like a question with the word sum in it? Like this and what is. Let's see what math has to offer, though. I feel like
let's
I've been
out.
Keeping it broad, and that's been doing well for me.
Here is your question in maths. Fans of Jonathan Colton will know that mathematician Benoit Mandelbrot is most closely tied with what branch of geometry? It gets its name from the Latin for broken.
Okay. Now, Mandelbrot, I do know there's a thing as a Mandelbrot set, which is a sort of fractal. No. Oh, that does sound like it probably means broken. I'm thinking about it. I don't know about Jonathan Colton. Is he the guy that did music for the Portal video games? I don't see how that links. It's not something to do with Portal, I don't think. Fractal, it sounds like fracture, so I'll go with fractals.
Going with fractal. It is fractal geometry, correct.
What's the Jonathan Coulton reference?
Yeah, Jonathan Coulton, it's a song called Mandelbrot Set. Check it out after we're done here. It's pretty good stuff. That is your 10th point. You're into double digits now, and get you the following tangents. Maths, lyrics, language, or broken?
I'll stick with maths. Let's see what I can do with maths.
Okay. This is one of those that has absolutely nothing to do with math.
Perfect.
What archenemy with a background in mathematics did Sherlock Holmes describe as the Napoleon of crime?
The only archenemy of Sherlock Holmes I know is Moriarty. It has to be that.
It is that. Professor James Moriarty is correct. And that is your 11th point and gives you the following tangents. Villains, literature, or rivals?
Have we run out of maths?
We've run out of maths.
Again.
Again.
Yeah. let's go with... So a lot of the categories are the same, because writers and authors and literature seem like they probably are all going to lead to the same place, which I don't mind. So I'll go with literature.
Literature. Okay. The inspiration for Apocalypse Now, the Joseph Conrad novella Heart of Darkness, tells the story of a harrowing journey on what body of water?
Now, I haven't seen Apocalypse Now. I thought that maybe Heart of Darkness was set in Africa, but the movie, I'm sure, isn't. But I'm going to name a body of water in Africa. So how about Lake Victoria?
Lake Victoria, your guess. You were spot on with the thinking that it's a body of water in Africa. But this body of water is the Congo River.
Ah.
Congo River. You end up with 11 points. You're into double digits. Great job. Very well done.
Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. We have wrapped it up, though. Is there anything you want to shout out or plug before we go?
Yeah, a couple things. I'm going to be appearing on an episode of Frenemy Trivia. I have no idea when that will be released. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, it already is. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts, I think.
There you go.
I'll be appearing on that with some former contestants on this show, Chris Hernandez and Stacey Melquist. And two, the hosts have also been on this show, I think, right?
Yes, both.
Tim and Brittany, yep. And yeah, other than that, yeah, check out Prog Me on Twitch if you like crosswords. He streams every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, that's Prog _ Me on Twitch. That's it.
All right. We'll have you on again real soon.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Harry, and thank you for listening. Be sure to check the show notes for links, subscribe, and leave a review if you haven't already. And if you're driving in the left lane on the interstate and aren't passing anybody, get over. Thanks.